You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I'm patting my cat. I'm patting Ethel, who was behind the door squawking that she wanted to come in here. And then we open the door. She's here now. Bernadette's holding her, but she won't talk. She'll talk your ear off, but she seems to know when there's a microphone on there. And when there is, she does not care to chat. All right, I got it. He's on the phone? Okay, Dan Neverett's on the phone to get the show started with a rousing bit of comedy material. Hello, Dan.
Well, listen, I found another way to make some money.
How's that? Great. How's that?
Yeah, NBC, now listen to this, NBC is going to re-show the Olympics this summer, okay? Now, I went back and I Googled and I got all the results from every one of the events. Now, what you and I can pool our money together and we'll bet with people on, you know, who's going to win this event, who's going to win that event, and we'll make a ton of money.
I just won money. I don't have to bet on that. I just won money by our news department. They announced that for now the second week in a row we're getting free vending. Now, there's only six people in the whole building, but they got free vending. And I bet I knew who was going to make the announcement, and I was right. Tom Puckett. Tom Puckett do the vending announcement. So I won big on that. Tony, did you and Buzzy win any money on the fact that Puckett was going to do the package for that?
No, I did not.
Should have thought about taking bets.
Now, Dan, thanks for that. What are you doing? You're holding up in palatial Dan Neverett Estate?
Yeah, well, no, listen, everything's fine here. We're practicing the six-foot thing. That's, as you mentioned the other day, most times people wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot pole, especially my former employer, okay? So here's what happened, okay? Before I
left, I thought you two were buddies.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Funny anymore. He doesn't love me anymore. But anyway, okay, before I left, you know, you're supposed to turn in your keys and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Before I left, I stole a couple of rolls of toilet paper.
Did you really?
Yeah. Listen. Now, I mentioned this to Harv Moore, who's a really good friend, okay? I mentioned it to Harv Moore, and Harv said, I did you one better. He said, I stole a whole big package of toilet paper.
You can't trust disc jockeys, I'm telling you.
Listen to this. I said, did you get in trouble for that? And he said, where did you hear this? This is comedy magic, okay? He said, I got away scot-free.
Oh, wow, that's very good. I heard they wiped his record clean.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing down the show, Dan.
Yeah. Wait, one more thing before I'm ejected.
Okay, yes.
My son who lives in Arizona, Dean, he had to do a business flight, and obviously there aren't a lot of people on the planes anymore, but listen to this. While the plane is flying along, they hear a little crackling noise. This is your pilot. I'm working from home today.
Oh, that's funny.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dan. Have fun. Bye-bye. At least that was a good joke. Anyway, I let the cat in, and she will not talk on the air, but you'll have to take my word for it. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got a lot to talk about today, but some things from yesterday. First of all, I was braced for the wind because they originally started saying the winds are going to be 70 up to 70 mile an hour gusts. And then Susan was happy when they downgraded it to 60 mile an hour with gusts. Now, let me just say this. I'm raising my hand. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Here at my palatial home, we got no wind. And when I mean no wind, we have some big trees right outside the window where I sit and watch TV, which is most of the time. There was no wind at all. And then on the news this morning, I heard about gusts in the southern tier and some trees and some damage, because I was concerned yesterday, what if the power goes out at the house and my generator isn't hooked up to the one plug that I have to broadcast? Now, did you guys get heavy wind, or am I the only one that didn't get any?
I heard the wind howling a little bit, went and flipped on the back light, floodlight, and saw the tops of the trees were moving pretty good, but it wasn't anything major, and it did knock over a recycle bin that I had on my porch.
But nothing like 60 or 70 miles an hour?
No, nothing like that.
Now, how about you, Buzzy? Any wind at your place?
Yeah, a little for about 30 minutes, but... By the evening, when I went for my evening stroll, the wind had died down.
The only wind I observed was I drove by Chi-Chi's, and that was it. Beyond that, there was no wind at all. Also, this morning, you can tell how you're going to start the day. I sat on my iPhone. I sat on it, and I don't mean it was in my pocket. It was on a chair that I had set down while I'm arranging my things for the fabulous broadcast. I turned around and put my extremely large body right on it, but luckily it was lying down, and it seems to be in good health, so I have that available. But I had a weird dream, and this is a weird dream, and it took me all night. Now, it probably didn't last all night, like me, but the bottom line is you think it's on all night. I dreamed I went to the drugstore to get some scripts that were called in, my normal medication, and then when I got home, I took them out of the package, and okay, here's this and here's this, and then I came to a flat package, and I didn't know what it was for. So I called the drugstore. I said, what is this for? I gave them the number, and they said, that's your toothpaste renewal. I said, I don't even know if they make any scripted toothpaste. And he said, oh, yeah, and you've got to use it per order of your dentist. You must use this toothpaste. I said, well, how do I use it? It's not even in a tube. They said, you have to open the little thing on the package and put it back in the tube you have now. I said, put toothpaste back into a tube? They said, yeah. I said, that's a script? They said, yeah. So all night long, I was trying little funnels to put in the toothpaste. I put it over the top like I was icing a cake, you know, and I spent the entire night trying to put toothpaste into an existing tube. What a waste of 6 or 7 hours of my life. You guys ever have a weird dream like that?
Nothing that crazy. What did you eat before you went to bed?
I don't know, but I'm not going to eat it again. I can tell you that. It is not good for me to eat those things. But that was that. Had a wonderful meal yesterday. Both kinds of Polish sausage and pierogi and that homemade apple dessert.
There's two kinds of Polish sausage.
Oh yeah, one is red and one is like gray.
I didn't know that.
Fresh and smoked. One's fresh and one's smoked. And don't ask me which one is which, but I like them both. They're both good. And yesterday would have been Dingus Day, so Bernadette, former director of the Dingus Day Parade, looking out saying, glad I didn't have to do the parade today, or all of those floats would have been on their side if it was as windy as they said it was going to be. All right, let's see. Anything new from Casa Caligiuri?
No, yesterday was pretty quiet. Just did my normal thing like I do every day. And that's one thing I'm starting to get sick of is the everyday routine.
Yeah,
I need to break it up and do something
different. Same thing. Oh, you should do something different. Like, no.
Let's
just
don't
take a break. Well, that's what she said, of course. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Beamer, you know, Tony and I living pretty sedate lives, but you're a bachelor, young man about town. What did you do yesterday?
So I went home and took a nap. I had a bowl of corn for lunch.
A bowl of corn for lunch.
That's
okay.
Right. I put some hot sauce on it.
See, here's the problem. Now you're in a training. You're in a training period. You've got a training girlfriend. She's learning how to cook more than a bowl of corn. But hang in there because she's a great girl and it'll be worth it.
She's a great girl and a great cook. I have to say.
Oh, is she a great cook? Okay.
She is a great cook, but I had the bowl of corn, went to the grocery store, went to Wegmans on Orchard Park Road, and it's everyone was keeping their distance. You know, they have the little spots on the floor for you to stand in line. So everyone was following that, and then we watched the Tiger King special on Fox last night.
How was that?
It was great. It was a Harvey Levin. It was an investigation into certain things mentioned in the series.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good. If you watched the Netflix special, I would definitely suggest finding the Fox special on demand. So that means I did not watch the first episode of the new Bachelor.
Oh, stop. I don't want to go into remission here. We're in a no Bachelor zone.
That's right.
Right now. So you did some things to keep busy. And, of course, when I chuckled at taking a nap in the afternoon, I did. But the bottom line is I didn't have to be on the air as you do at 5 a.m.
Well, here's the thing. I'm noticing my naps. You know, I always, with this shift, I always take a nap in the afternoon for about 30 minutes, maybe an hour if I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. But with nothing to look, you know, usually that's, I get up, I go to the gym, do my second job. But with none of that to look forward to, I find my afternoon naps being 3 hours long. So then, in turn, as I told Tony, I was up till 12:30 last night watching Cops on Paramount.
Oh, I was watching Cops last night, too. But here's the deal. A lot of my career, I did mornings. And whenever I do mornings, I always took a nap in the afternoon. And what got me started on that was my father, who was an over-the-road trucker. He used to take naps not while he was driving, but he would pull over to the side or some rest area and take like a 15-minute to half-hour nap. And he said that totally rejuvenated him. That was never enough for me. I like at least an hour or two. But naps are great, and when you have an opportunity to do one, especially like on a rainy afternoon, and as you said, your chores are done, your appointments are done, it's just you and the pillow, that there's nothing better than a nap.
No, not at all.
All right. Now, yeah, I heard you just ran an image liner for Tom Bowerly. That nurse that called Tom Bowerly yesterday, I didn't hear it live, but I heard it recorded this morning. Just remarkable, and really tugs at your heart about a nurse watching people die alone, because visitors are not allowed in most of the hospitals right now, and people were in there for the virus, and when they died, the only one with them was their nurse, maybe their doctor, but probably their nurse, and to hear about the concept of dying alone was remarkable. I think we ought to save that and put it up for some kind of an award. I don't know if there are any awards for that kind of a thing from a listener or not. But if so, it should go in there because it was remarkable. I don't know how Tom because I didn't hear it live, as I said. I don't know how Tom came on after that. I would have had a very difficult time coming on after that, because it was remarkable. Either of you guys hear that or hear the promo this morning?
No, I didn't, but just hearing about it, it sounds gut-wrenching.
Oh, it was. And I'm listening to this thing going, oh, man, are you kidding me? It's something else. We're living in special times.
Absolutely.
That interview definitely spoke volumes.
Yeah, it really did. And it's the whole concept. I don't know. I'm hoping that dying is like, I've had two abdominal operations where the anesthesia they put into your line going into your arm. Mm. And when they do that, you're not counting backwards. You're not doing anything. You watch them put it in. Next thing you know, you're in the recovery room. There is absolutely no memory of drowsing off, or as I said, counting backwards. You put it in, and then it's done, and you wake up in the recovery room. It couldn't be any easier or better than that, I'm telling you. Let's take a break, and we will return with our subject matter today. Does a year to a year and a half mean anything to you? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm still trying to figure out if it's Frida Gobenut or if it's Fida Go. I heard Fida. Of course, my hearing isn't fabulous, but... did you happen to hear that, Tony? Do you know if it was Frida Gobenut or Fida Gobenut?
It sounded like Fida.
That's what it sounded like to me, I'm telling you. And I'm thinking, you know, broadcasters many times use the fake names if their real name isn't good for broadcasting.
I don't know anybody who uses a fake name.
I think I might know a few of those, being the Sandy Beach Show. But look at Nevereth. Dan Nevereth isn't his real name. That's a name given by a consultant. His real name is Buddy Shuler. But he decided somewhere down the line, I'm going to have to work for somebody named Buddy Shuler, and so it wouldn't be good to have the same name. And that's the thing there. But think about it like that. She's with a consultant who says, you know, your real name is Jane Smith. That doesn't really cut it. Yeah, and he's looking through a book, you know, like, okay, how about Frida Gobenut? That's not being used. I'm thinking, she goes, that's a great idea. Thank you. Frida Gobenut is a broadcaster. Whoa. All right, well, things have changed. She would never get a job at a top 40 radio station. No. Hi, everybody. This is Frida Gobenut reporting.
The Frida top 10.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never heard of the last name of Gobenut. I don't know where it comes from, but I've never heard that.
She comes from a long line of Gobenuts.
You know her uncle was a Gobenut?
That's true.
And her aunt was a Gobenut. And when she got married... She was a Shula.
Sounds like a yogurt company.
What, Frida Gobinut?
Yes. Try Gobinut yogurt.
No, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a disease. It really does. That sounds like something your doctor would tell you.
Oh, you got
if,
the Fida.
If you had bad news. I'm sorry, Fida. I think you've got Gobinut.
Ooh.
No, that's the worst kind.
I hope they have a vaccine.
Yeah, there is a vaccine for it. Now, if we could get serious, turn on. This is why I'm in the Hall of Fame. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Serious, serious, serious. We're obviously in a very serious period right now, and we're looking to find a hopeful way out in a future that might be long. It might not be. I was watching part of the Cuomo press conference yesterday, and he was doing an explanation. The thing about Cuomo is he never starts off with good or bad news. He starts off with neutral news, things that you might say, well, that's too bad, but it's not catastrophic, okay? Somewhere in the middle, he'll put in something good or something that is not as bad as it would have been if he started, but that's what he should have started with, okay? That's the way he operates. So it was a normal broadcast until he got to the end, and he was laying out exactly what was going to happen. He said, in essence, and I'm obviously paraphrasing, he said, you know, some people are going to want to just run out the door, and we can just throw on a switch, and everything goes back to normal. He said it doesn't work that way, and it won't work that way. It'll be gradual, and this, and this, and this. And then right at the end, he waited this time for the end. He threw the hand grenade that said that he listens to the medical people, and they advise him. I assume that the governor, not only the governor, but the president does, and the county executive, the medical people are the ones we have to listen to and we should listen to, okay? So he said, they're saying it could be 6 months to a year and a half. So it's 6 to 18 months more of this. And that was my takeaway yesterday, 6 to 18 months. And that led to something that was suggested to me by Tim Wenger this morning. And I think it was a very good suggestion because I intend to do it. The bottom line is nobody really knows when this thing is going to be suitable for framing, when we can actually leave the house without dread and consternation. And so I'm asking when it does get to that point, because some people say that they're not going to do anything until there is a vaccine. Okay, once there's a vaccine, most people would accept that, I think, as, okay, now we have a vaccine for it, so we can get out and resume as close to normal as possible. But I said a few days ago, actually it was a couple weeks ago, that it's not going to be like Cuomo said. It's not going to be a turn on the switch and everything's back to normal. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll go over what the people are thinking, maybe what you're thinking, hopefully, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, so in Andrew Cuomo's press conference today will be the same as it was yesterday, time-wise, 11:30. So at 11:30, the governor of the state of New York will speak. The president will be later in the day, one would imagine. But watching Cuomo yesterday, and then it stuck in my mind, the takeaway was that don't expect that just a turn-on switch, that it is important to get back to business and whatever, but I think medicine is going to win this battle, as they should, as they really should. But he said some people expect this to last from 6 months to 18 more months. That's a year and a half. And then this morning there was another survey out that said a lot of people do not think that they would go to large gatherings, and we'll go over some of that with you, for at least up to a year from this fall. Now keep in mind we're only in April, which is the fourth month. Fall, let's go with September. That's 5 months from now, okay? And so they want a year and a half. So 6 months to 18 months before they're going to anything. So both are kind of long-term prognostications. And so I'm asking, The fall of 21 is what they expect people would be willing to come back. And Cuomo said it could be 6 months to 18 months. So until we get a vaccine, the vaccine is the key. And there's a lot of people working on a vaccine, but we still don't have one. So I'm asking, if you were to go out, would you go out before the vaccine was distributed? Now we have it and it's available. What would you go out to do? Would you go to church? Would you go to a Bills game? Would you go to a Sabres game? How about a music concert? Go to a restaurant? A theater? Or how about getting your hair done? Those are all things that we do on a regular basis. But I'm looking through the list, and I'm going to ask each of my guys, too. On the list, as I look at church, Bills, Sabres, concerts, restaurants would probably be the first place I would go. Because you can go to a restaurant where it's more intimate and still easily be 6 feet away. And I'm sure some restaurants are going to reconfigure their seating. Theater, I would consider a movie if I knew it wasn't a popular movie. And the reason I say that, if it's not a popular movie, you can find a good seat in a theater without being close to anybody still. But if it's a popular movie, it might even be sold out. Somebody sitting right next to you. Hair, no, I don't think that's necessary. Grocery shopping, yeah, except I don't do that now. The lovely Bernadette is in charge of the commissary, and so she does it. Basically, the only thing I would do is a restaurant and maybe a theater. Okay, how about you guys? Let's start with Buzzy this time. Buzzy, of that list, what do you think you would do first couple?
It will probably have to get the haircut first.
Yeah, the hair is going to be, I think hairdressers are going to be very busy once they lift this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, as you guys know, I mean, hair grows so quickly.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that. Tony thanks you for that, too, you punk.
But, you know, for me, it'll be sporting events, and it'll be when it's safe to do so. I love music concerts. For me, that's what summer in Buffalo is about, going to see a live a music event, going, you know, having a few adult beverages. But I just don't think I will feel comfortable enough to do that. I think the first thing I do will probably be a Virginia Tech game.
Oh, a Tech game. Fall. Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I'll make a prediction that if the thing ended today, the Bills are going to take a hit.
Yes.
I think so. I really think so. For two reasons. One, the virus. Second, Bill's behavior. You know, there's no guarantee that when that button is pushed that you go to a Bills game and some drunken lout is all over you or, you know, does something that they wouldn't consider doing now. So it wouldn't surprise me if the Bills take a hit right away. Tony, okay, Tony man, family man, what would you do?
Well, first of all, you know, what you're just saying about the Bills taking a hit, I think that's one of the reasons, and Vince McMahon stated, and the reason why he folded the XFL, he doesn't see people going back to the way it was, packing stadiums, going to concerts and things like that. So that went in part of his decision-making in folding his football league.
Especially football football. Or any of the sports like that, because you can see them on TV. They are on TV, so it's not like I'm a huge Bills fan. I'm still very nervous about going to a game, but at least I can see it on television. So
right.
there's an outlet on that.
As far as making a decision as to what I would do, I think it's difficult because right now we have doctors disagreeing with doctors, experts disagreeing with experts. I don't know who to believe anymore.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm putting my cue back in there. Okay, Zeke Emanuel, director of the University of Pennsylvania's Healthcare Transformation Institute, predicts that large-scale gatherings like concerts and sporting events won't return until the fall of 2021 at the earliest. He told New York Times Magazine that a return to normal life will be done in stages, starting with lower-risk workplaces, like offices or construction. Concerts, he says, will be the last to return. So there's one example that we can quote directly right off the internet, and thank you for that. So I do think we can all agree that as much as we love football, nobody wants to be in with 80,000 people shoulder to shoulders yelling and screaming. And what are you doing? If you're screaming, you're aspirating. You're taking that breath in, but you got to take that breath out now. And anything around you is liable to, if you have a problem, is liable to be your problem as well. Because now they say that those droplets can go up to 13 feet. And they got us 6 feet apart. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.